A developer wants to knock down the River City Brewing Company restaurant on downtown Jacksonville's South Bank and replace it with a mid-rise apartment building. As the Jackson's Ennis Davis says, that plan could work to activate the waterfront as long as it includes one important element. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Tell us a little bit about these plans, Ennis. What do we know so far?
You know, River City Brewing Company is in a building that has been there since 1982. It's been a restaurant since 1982. The Related Group, which is a developer out of Miami, their plans are to demolish that structure and construct a 335-unit luxury apartment complex that would be about 8 stories tall. The entire project is about $93 million, with the city of Jacksonville putting in about $20 million in that in the way of transferring the land over to the developer for free, a property tax rebate, and then the city is also going to rebuild the marina and boat ramp, which the developer will operate.
So this is the area right next to Friendship Fountain and MOSH, the Jacksonville Museum of Science and History. What do you guys think about the plan to put an 8-story apartment building there, Ennis?
So adding a residential density is a big priority of the DIA, and it's always been a big priority in terms of creating a vibrant, livable, mixed-use downtown. But in this particular case, this project misses an important element of that goal and vision, which is mixed use. As it's currently planned, that restaurant leaves. So many people consider this to be a lateral move in terms of activating the waterfront because a component of this space today that the public can enjoy would be going away. So, you know, one of the things that can help add vibrancy not only to the park and the museum next door, but also the residents that would live in this potential development would be mixing in the uses that add life and vitality and a reason for people to visit the Riverwalk, the park, on a consistent basis.
What are these mixed uses?
You could have some retail or commercial space that is integrated into the building at the ground floor. You could have a restaurant or a sidewalk cafe. Or you could go a whole different route, and maybe the 8-story building is 12 stories, which frees up some land to set the building back further away from the waterfront, which can give you an increase in public space and access along the river. And you could possibly incorporate some of those uses in a separate structure, where we talk about the ideal of live, work, and play. And here's a development where we have the live component, but now we need to add that work and play component.
That's the Jackson's Ennis Davis. For more on these plans for Jacksonville's South Bank, Ennis's colleague Bill Delaney gave his thoughts on these plans. Read that right now at thejacksonmag.com. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.